This year's National Book Award in Poetry goes to Alan Dugan. He won for his book, Poems 7, New and Complete Poetry, and that's what it is, his seventh book of poems. It includes poems from throughout his career, along with 35 new ones, but this is not Dugan's first National Book Award. That was for his first book of poems, entitled Poems. Dugan insists that even 39 years later, his poems haven't changed.
My voice sounds exactly the same to me, and the way I write reads off the page the same to me. See, I don't make up the poems. The poems get made up for me by an unconscious voice dictating the poems to me, and that voice doesn't age. It was 16 years old when I started writing, and it's still 16 years old now. All I do is revise what comes out of it. Out of the dream voice.
The poems you picked to read for us are about the voice of children.
Yeah.
Could we hear the one about war first?
Oh, sure. Here goes. It's called Memories of 1936-1937. When I walked my Nazi girlfriend home from public school, I tightrope walked the curbstones while she kept to the center of the sidewalk. Although we didn't say a word, she knew I loved her blonde braids and dirndl dress. They kept a photograph of Hitler on the mantelpiece between two candles. But when he called the Volk in, she went. My first love sailed to the fire, but not before her brother beat me up. Unfairly, he kicked me in the balls. So I decided to kill Hitler, and I did, with the help of millions of others, like the Jewish kids on my block who played at burning Hitler's house with cardboard boxes in the gutter. We were premature anti-fascists, and my Dresden doll went to our fire early. So that's it.
Do you think poetry ought to be about a life?
No. There are no rules in poetry. Whitman and Dickinson broke all the rules, so you can't say poetry should be about something or should not be about something. Poems are. The poem is. And that's all there is to it.
Can we hear another poem?
Yeah, sure. Since I'm up on radio, there was a program on the radio called Shandu the Magician, which us kids used to love. And the poem is called Elegy for a Magician. Once I got so skinny that I turned pale blue in places and became ethereal against the hard knocks of the broken furniture in the Depression years. But when my mother screamed at me through one ear to come and eat my beans, the other ear stayed fixed to the dying radio while Shandu the magician hissed and whispered me away inside his crackling box and up the aerial and out into the open airways as the blue genie of Brooklyn. So that's that.
Do you like other people's work? Do you find you spend much time with other poets?
Oh, of course, yeah. I read several hundred manuscripts a year, as a matter of fact. What's going on is that most of us write autobiography. That's the main topic of American poetry because we live in such a huge mass society that we're all isolated in the mass. And each one of us wants to say, here I am, I exist, do you exist too?
Alan Dugan, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Alan Dugan's book, Poems 7, New and Complete Poetry, has won the National Book Award.